It's a sunny Sunday afternoon. Kendrick Meek is making his way around Tampa International Airport, shaking hands with TIA staffers and travelers, urging them to vote. He says he's here to learn about the concerns of airport workers.
They're looking for representation that's going to represent everyday working folks, and that's what I'm doing. And for me to be able to do that, I got to understand what's on their mind and the issues that are important to them.
Meek, who says he did a stint as a skycap back in the day, gets an earful from one particularly dissatisfied employee.
Yeah, man. There's a bunch of things going on in this airport that just ain't right. It's not fair.
Talk to me.
We got people mistreating us. We solicit customers when you go down to other airlines.
Meek announced his Senate candidacy in January of 2009, but even 6 months ago, not many people knew who he was. Then the Senate race got weird. Florida Governor Charlie Crist, who faced former State House Speaker Marco Rubio in a brutal Republican primary, flew the GOP coup. Meek had an ugly primary fight of his own against billionaire Jeff Green. Now, the latest Mason-Dixon poll shows Rubio in the lead with 40 points. Crist places second with 28 points, and Meek polls at 23. That's a 5-point increase for Meek and a 5-point slip for Crist. Mason-Dixon pollster Brad Coker said Crist is bleeding Democrats to Meek and independents to both Meek and Rubio. Meek says that's a good sign.
I think people are starting to pay attention to the fine print, and that's the reason why we're gaining more strength in independents and Democrats.
Still, Meek faces an uphill climb in siphoning votes from Crist, who is fighting to present himself as an absolute centrist and has backing from some Democrats. The Florida Education Association has endorsed both candidates. Crist won over Florida teachers when he vetoed Senate Bill 6, also known as the Teacher Tenure Bill. Meek says that among what differentiates him from Crist on education is that Meek does not support Amendment 8, which would weaken the class size amendment Florida voters adopted in 2002.
I was the chairman of that class size amendment. Many teachers here remember that. They remember the person that helped provide the leadership to make a classroom smaller. They also remember that I'm the person that fought for the minimum wage in this state increase. Marco Rubio and Charlie Crist were against it.
Meek's support among Democrats includes President Barack Obama, Vice President Joe Biden, former President Bill Clinton, U.S. Senator Bill Nelson, and U.S. Representative Kathy Castor. Former Vice President Al Gore plans to stump for him in Tampa Thursday. Some were surprised when Democratic former U.S. Representative Robert Wexler, a self-proclaimed fire-breathing liberal from South Florida, said Sunday that he's endorsing Crist. Meek says Wexler's endorsement of the governor doesn't scare him.
Well, they're friends. I mean, Robert Wexler and Charlie Crist are friends. When Charlie Crist appointed George Lemieux, Robert Wexler said it was a good appointment. Now Charlie Crist is criticizing Senator George Lemieux, the person that he appointed that ran his campaign, saying that he's too partisan. I mean, this is like a soap opera, if you ask me. It's almost laughable that anyone would make a big deal out of Robert Wexler, endorsing Charlie Crist.
The thin crowd at Tampa International Airport seems an apt litmus test for Meek.
I love your commercial one, you're in the Everglades.
Thank you.
That was
thank
really
you.
Very
thank
good.
You. Thank you, thank you.
I'm
thank
serious.
You. I love the Everglades. I grew up right there in South Florida, right at the...
Some recognize him instantly, while others have no clue as to the identity of the towering former state trooper that's shaking their hand. Spring Hill resident Joyce Lindsay, who's traveling to Biloxi, is a fan.
I like his honesty. He's upfront about everything. And I think he will make things much, much better for us, for the average person, the average working person. And that's why we need to support him.
Kelly McGoy, who's checking his luggage for a flight to Chicago, says while he typically votes Republican, he's not so sure about who gets his vote this time around.
Whoever convinces me that they're going to vote financially conservatively, it's time. We can't keep spending our kids' money.
Meek spends the better part of an hour chatting up everyone he can before hopping in the car to do the same in Orlando. He says being on the campaign trail is a 24/7 affair, and that he takes a picture of the sunrise every day. His next Tampa visit with former Vice President Al Gore is Thursday at 4:45 p.m. at the Tampa Letter Carriers Hall.
I'm glad that I had the opportunity to say hello.
Oh, so we're sure. Gonna continue. Glad to have you out here.
Thank you. Thank you.
From Tampa International Airport, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw. 'Cause usually I'm going 100 miles.